Think about World War II, right? That was actually negative social product spending, and yet it brought us out. I mean, partly because you want to put these things together. If we say, look, we could use some inflation. Ken and I are both saying that, which is, of course, anathema to a lot of people in Washington, but is in fact what the basic logic says. It's very hard to get inflation in a depressed economy. But if you had a program of government spending plus an expansionary policy by the Fed, you could get that. So if you think about using all of these things together, you could accomplish, you know, a great deal. I mean, if we discovered that space aliens were planning to attack, and we needed a massive buildup to counter the space alien threat, and really inflation and budget deficits took secondary place to that, this slump would be over in 18 months. And then if we discovered, whoops, we made a mistake, there aren't actually any space aliens.
So we need Orson Welles, is what you're saying.
No, there was a Twilight Zone episode like this in which scientists fake an alien threat in order to achieve world peace. Well, this time we don't need it. We need it in order to get some fiscal stimulus.
Ken wouldn't agree with that, right? The space aliens wouldn't work.
It's not so clear
right.
I think it's not so clear that Keynes was right. I mean, there have been decades and decades of debate about that, about whether digging ditches is such a good idea. And my read of the debate is when the government does really useful things and spends the money in useful ways, it's a good idea. But when it just digs ditches and fills them in, it's not productive and leaves you with debt. I don't think that's such a no-brainer. There are people going around saying, oh, Keynes was right. Everything Keynes said was right. I think this is a different animal with this debt overhang that you need to think about from the standard Keynesian framework.
I guess I just don't agree. I mean, I think the debt overhang, but that was an issue in the 30s too. Private sector debt overhang. Now, we came into this with higher public debt than I would have liked, right? We're really in some ways paying the cost of the Bush tax cuts and the Bush unfunded wars, which leave us with a higher starting point of debt. But you know, the thing that drives me crazy about this debate, if I can say, is that we have these hypothetical risks. All those hypothetical things are leaving us doing nothing about the actual thing that's happening, which is mass unemployment, mass waste of human resources, mass waste of physical resources. This is, you know, what's happening is we are hemorrhaging economic possibilities and also destroying a lot of lives by letting this thing drift on. And we're inventing these, you know, sometimes ghosts are real, I guess, but we're inventing these phantom threats to keep us from acting.
Do you